Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this, our Saturday version of this thing of ours. Normally heard at 7 p.m., but we're doing it at 6 p.m. tonight for reasons that have none of your goddamn business. But I'm glad you were here, nonetheless. My friends, I ask you, first of all, to make sure you are subscribed. The number of people who are telling me, hey, I'm not subscribed anymore, absolutely shocks me to no end. So please subscribe. Number two, make sure that you become a part of this thing by liking the video. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. I know people come on these shows and they always tell you, please like the video, like, and it sounds pathetic and it's kind of syrupy and maudlin, but one more is not going to kill you. So please like the video. Tonight's subject matter is one that goes back, oh my God, it is so personal. Tonight's subject matter is the Lionel Nation viewer poll live. Who's the greatest guitar player ever? Now, when you tell that to people, when you ask it, everybody has an opinion. And what they will do is they will invariably not answer the question of who is the greatest. They will say who is their favorite. Now, that's a different story. That's not what I ask you. Not who's your favorite, who's the greatest. Because the greatest may not be the favorite. You may like Angus Young. He's not the greatest, but he's your favorite. You might like Jerry Reed. And are we talking electric guitar? Of course we're talking electric guitar, because most people aren't thinking of Julian Bream or Joe Pass or, you know, Doc Watson. You're not talking about Tony Rice. You're talking about electric guitar. See already? You see where this goes? People immediately say, oh, I get it. Because in their mind, they talk, they think rock. And then you have people who are not guitar players themselves answer the question, who's the greatest? How do you know who the greatest is if you can't play? If you think Yngwie Malmsteen is the greatest. I heard Eric Weinstein wax prosaic about Eddie Van Halen. Was Eddie Van Halen the greatest guitar player of all time? I will submit to you, no. He might have been the most acrobatic. He might have been the most fluid, the most languid. He might have been the most innovative. I don't think he was the best, because I have a different version of what the best is. The fastest football player is not the best running back. The best running back is not the fastest football player. Do you see where I'm going with this? But there was no instrument. There was nothing. The kid, when Leo Fender and Les Paul came along and changed everything. Charlie Christian before that. They had guitar players before, but nothing was like this. Bill Haley, people a little bit. Chuck Berry was critical in providing the chord structures for that which we recognize to be the fundamentals of rock and roll. Chuck Berry. Was he the best guitar player? No, not even close. But he was critical. I can tell you how Count Basie, oh my God, what he did for jazz orchestration. And was he the best piano player? Not even close, not even remotely close. Then there were people, speaking of jazz, who were one of the greatest piano players ever, Nat King Cole, who wasn't even known for that. And then there are people who are great guitar players, but nobody really wants to give them credit. Glenn Campbell. Glenn Campbell is beyond anything you've ever seen. He was not even real. Chet Atkins was a machine. He played so perfectly. Was he the best? No. Steve Lukather. Pound for pound today. Steve Lukather. Terrific. Until you get to Danny Gatton. Sit back, my friends. Sit back. And before we jump into it, Overdrive, Let's hear a great word from our great sponsor.
It's no longer a question of if something catastrophic is coming, it's when. And while you still have control, still have time, what are you going to do about it now to prepare? Your first step is going to my website at preparewithlionel.com. Preparewithlionel.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. And for a limited time, take $50 off a four-week emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. They've helped over 2 million families already. These four-week kits with Ready Hour Foods provide over 2,000 calories every day, 16 varieties, 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks, drinks, and they're sealed inside 2 31-pound rugged waterproof buckets, and they last up to 25 years in storage. Take advantage right now, my friend, and go to preparewithlionel.com. That's preparewithlionel.com. My friends, we, again, welcome you, especially our newcomers. We have a chap from somewhere, Billy Park. Bill, welcome, my friend. Welcome. There's no right or wrong. But how can a question so seemingly simple as this inspire so much? Rick Beato does such a great, great, you know, Rick Beato, Mr. Pitch Perfect, and his son Dylan. I could see one day being around the Beato table, and all of a sudden there's this, some woman screaming, and Mrs. Beato says, "What's that?" And Rick says, "F major 7 over with a fifth tonic, diminished 5. What about you, Dylan? No, I think it's more of a B flat. So, okay, right. A sus 4? Yeah, so, I don't know. I can hear a bit of a ska kind of a. Anyway, he's. Now, I can tell you that I've been, you know, playing and goofing around with you know, gut bucket and bluegrassy style full. I'm not an electric person. Never found interest in it. I like acoustic. Love acoustic. There was a place on Staten Island called Mandolin Brothers, a great Stan Jay. And oh my God, I've had guitars through the years, and one of my favorite places to go was Mandolin Brothers, and he had all these guitars on the wall, and you could sit in a chair and play, and they would reverberate, they would echo. It was the most beautiful thing in the world. An electric guitar is a little different. Acoustic guitar is basically a guitar is the only instrument you hold like a lover, like a woman, like it's. You hold it close to you, real close. Not so much banjo, violin far away, piano far away, drums, trumpet, brass, everything. This is near you, close to you. You feel it. It's the vibrations. You hold it, you right hand, left hand, completely different. Lefties still freak me out. Jimi Hendrix, who played not only lefties, but upside down lefty. And the great lefties of all time, you think of McCartney, obviously, Jimmy. Lefties have it tough. Acoustic, I know we're talking electric. My vote, very, very simple. The fellow that just tore me up when he died is Terry Kath. Terry Kath from Chicago was a monster. In 1978, on January the 23rd, when I was told, I remember I was in college, and I was getting up and I heard the news. And that was my Elvis. That was my Elvis. That was my John Lennon. That was my moment. That was my horrible, horrible moment. That was it. That I couldn't believe it. I saw him so many times. Jimi Hendrix saw Terry Kath and said that according to a lot of people, they said that Terry was better than Jimmy. And in fact, they opened for Jimi Hendrix, played together and toured, and just
Terry Kath was a monster. He did stuff nobody even does anymore. They don't have a lot of the processing. His Wawa stuff, they had very, very, very limited like gear and rig stuff. They had some stuff, but his Wawa was phenomenal. He didn't play any Wawa or tremolo bar. Didn't do that one. Didn't play slide, but had a wrist, a right hand that was, if you listen to Liberation off Chicago One, What's This World Coming To? Hit by Varese. I never heard anything like that before. It's like, oh my God. And then he played that famous telly with all the stickers on it, and he died tragically in 1978. Supposedly, he was a little gun crazy, out on the drugs and the booze. He had apparently a round in the chamber of a semi-automatic. I don't know how he did this, but he apparently there was a round in it, and he said, look, it's empty, and shot himself. He was phenomenal. The ones where I think to myself, oh my God. I watch him play 25 or 64. And again, is he the greatest guitar player? What do you mean greatest? Does he do things that nobody else can do? No, but he did things nobody else did. It's a style. You can hand it to somebody. Do you think George Benson is the best? Well, I know it's jazz, but he's terrific. Is he the best? No. Well, who's the best? Well, what's the category? I'm telling you now, Steve Lukather. And in his day, you couldn't get near Danny Gatton. Danny Gatton wasn't even normal. Danny Gatton, another tragedy, suicide. This was a real suicide. Johnny Hyland today, watch him. I'm not even going into the flat picking and the Tony Rice and the Billy Strings and Molly Tuttle and all those guys. That's another world. That's acoustic, and that's different. Do you think that Keith Richards is the greatest guitar player? No. But his riffs. The riffs. I think Can't You Hear Me Knocking is the best one ever. Who in the hell plays with five strings, weird D, not a weird D tuning, but does that drop D stuff. Absolutely knew the guitar better than anybody, plays with economy, but the riffs, nobody else. Then Jimmy Page, during his, this guy was a prodigy with Lonnie Donegan and the skiffle business and Yardbirds and everything. He, let's face it, the lead on Stairway to Heaven is a classic. He, Over the Hills and Far Away, I loved. Ramble On. Oh, Kashmir. Is he the best? No. No. But what do you mean by best? Do you mean, is it somebody who can put together, play in a way that nobody else can, or somebody who is innovative? Jeff Beck was incredible, too. Was Jeff Beck the best? No. But he's on Mount Olympus. First of all, he did this weird, anybody who comes along and says, I'm going to play differently. I'm going to play with two fingers. Have you seen this guy, this young man? What is his name? Is it Mancuso? This Italian kid? I think he played, Rick Beato had him. He plays with his right hand. I've never seen anything like this. Never seen anything like it. Never seen anybody play like that. Never. Mancuso. I'm looking at some of your words. Django Reinhardt with two fingers. Yeah, he played this. But Django Reinhardt. Now, this is interesting, too. You bring up a good point about Django Reinhardt. Django Reinhardt invented gypsy guitar. That's him. The style. Look at that. You can always tell the sound hole. And by the way, John Jorgensen is doing a great job with Helicasters. And with the Desert Rose Band, John Jorgensen, who, by the way, is a genius. Mandolin, guitar, electric, acoustic, saxophone. He does everything. But Django Reinhardt with Stefan Grappelli changed everything. Absolutely changed everything. And I love the fact, and this is another category for me. This is in the Mount Olympus. Anybody who comes across, anybody who creates a style themselves, he is that gypsy guitar. That's him. He's the guy who did it. Say Bill Monroe in bluegrass. That's him. That was his style. And it took off and burgeoned, obviously. But that was the one. I'm not even going into the guitar players of the Bossa Nova era. What Joe Beam did, and João Gilberto and others, playing in that style, that nylon. Nobody can. You want to talk about great guitar players? Jerry Reed was a monster. Did you ever see Jerry Reed and Chet Atkins? Chet Atkins is a machine. Chet Atkins played so perfectly. Chet Atkins and Mark Knopfler together? How about Chet Atkins and Les Paul? Listen to Chester and Lester. Are they the greatest ever? No, because you're going to listen to it and you're not going to appreciate the style. You're going to listen to them. Barney Kessel, Herb Ellis, Bucky Pizzarelli, in the Mount Olympus, Wes Montgomery. Wes Montgomery came up with a style only he had. That was his style. You can hear it. Played again with the thumb. The greatest thumb player of all time, Toy Caldwell, Marshall Tucker, was a monster. How he could play with his thumb, I have no idea. Lindsey Buckingham played with two fingers. Mark Knopfler, same thing. Jeff Beck, same thing. Some others I'm trying to think of, these weird to play. But this guy, what's his name? Mancuso, man. Dickie Betts, good, solid, nothing extraordinary. Good, absolutely. Now, Santana was balletic. Eddie Van Halen was an acrobat. He was a high wire guy. But Santana was played with brevity, played with sustain, played with a heart. One of the greatest leads, solos ever. Moonflower Live, Dance, Sister Dance. Unbelievable. Wawa, everything. He went nuts. And that, that's not it. Steve Vai, Malmsteen. I'll tell you who is great guitar player. Great. And he's a dick, from what I understand and can see. John Mayer. And it kills me to say that he was. Now, somebody mentioned John McLaughlin, Paco de Lucia, Al Di Meola, Elegant Gypsy, that kind of stuff. They played technically in ways, but you can't hum one of their songs. You don't remember. Bum, bum, bum. Clapton, at the time, did stuff that was so out of, how do I say this? At the time, he played in a way nobody played. At the time. Today, there are kids starting up. You blow him away. But at the time. Another thing, too. It's Clapton. It's Clapton. Jimi Hendrix? He was 27. Stevie Ray Vaughan? Stevie Ray Vaughan might be. You know, when you talk about things, for example, whenever my friend Bert Sugar used to talk about boxing, he would always say, pound for pound. Pound for pound, Sugar Ray Robinson. Pound for pound in the electric genre. And not just blues, but Jimmy, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie Ray Vaughan, you wanted to hear him play. You don't necessarily go to watch Clapton for sheer guitar firepower. You don't do that. Maybe that you, it's his singing. It's who he is. It's Eric Clapton. But it's not because of his proficiency. But to watch somebody just go nuts. And there are people today, Eric Johnson, Joe Bonamassa. These folks can just, that Orianthe for that particular style, ungodly. But is it the greats? Like, who is the Art Tatum? Art Tatum in piano is one of a kind. Art Tatum, nobody can touch Art Tatum. Nobody will ever. Art Tatum sound like four or five people play. And he was blind. Art Tatum was from another planet. Art Tatum didn't. Art Tatum wasn't real. Art Tatum could have been the great. I mean, nobody. And second of all, Oscar Peterson. Oscar Peterson was a monster. But here's the thing. You could be the greatest guitar player, but you don't, like Santana, you don't have to play. No. That just the economy of the notes, where each note, to know the sustain, to know when to, just to hear them. That's where Lukather comes in. The studio guys are always the best. And then, in terms of somebody who can just, you know, there's Arnold Schwarzenegger, there's great weightlifters, and then there's a guy who can pick up a Buick over his head. That was Danny Gatton. Danny Gatton wasn't real. Danny Gatton was not real. I don't know where this came. I don't know where he, I don't know how anybody. It was just, and the thing about it is, and I don't mean to say this, there's great, but you can hide a lot of stuff with, you know, equipment and tones and rig. And I mean, still, you got to be great. Don't get me wrong. Even playing today with that. But if you want to sit and just watch somebody take out a guitar. The fellow who was, I think, the one of the hardest things in the world to play for clarity is a 12 string. That's Leo Kottke. Did you ever see Stevie Ray Vaughan play the 12 string? How about Jimi Hendrix playing a 12 string? Jimi Hendrix. Unbelievable. Why didn't he do it more? I mean, those are names at you. Roy Buchanan. Nobody remembers Roy Buchanan. Nancy Wilson. She was very, very good. She did that opening for Crazy on You. Who was it? Pam won. Quicksilver Messenger. It's Northern. Hear me calling your comeback, baby, come back. Oh, Gypsy Lights with Grace Slick is my favorite Quicksilver song. Hear me calling out your name with John Cipollina. Remember, Quicksilver, I'm glad you brought them up. Quicksilver was this part of that San Francisco psychedelic groove sound that is so fascinating. Fascinating. Remember Los Indios Trabajaros? No. This was this Brazilian Indian group. They used to come on Johnny Carson. And they had this, they were Brazilian. And they had, it was the what? They were just, they would play classical guitar. Now, Gypsy Kings came along with Bamboleo and I Mi Manera. That was not really flamenco, but that was Gypsy. That's Gitano. That's different. That's another kind of I hate to say it, but playing this style is like trying to flick a booger off your finger. You know that you just kind of, it's a terrible, terrible way. Robin Ford, excellent. How about Gary Morris? Morris, excellent. Charo, Pete Byron. Charo is fantastic. She's like 150 now, so old she farts dust. Great guitar player. In that same genre, despite the nails, Dolly Parton, fantastic. Now, don't ever say, Los Lonely Boys. Hemorrhoid Hitman, they were terrific. They're out of, what are the L.A. brothers, whose father, their instinct was Ronnie Millsap. Remember that? Pure Love. Nothing but pure love, milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning. And anyway, Los Lonely Boys does Evil Ways. Listen to this, whoever the lead guitar player is. Incredible. Thank you for bringing them up. Chrissy Hynde, as a guitar player, come on. Come on. Dominic Troiano. Sean, Dominic Troiano played with guess who? Dominic Troiano played on guess who? Power in the Music, one of their great, great albums with Burton Cummings, the last iteration of guess who. The song Power in the Music is incredible. Randy Bachman, not Bachman, Bachman was good too. Going back to the guess who, great, one of my favorite leads, my, I guess you want to call it my desert island is a Road Food. Listen to that one from the eponymously titled Road Food. Incredible. Dominic, Rory Gallagher. Where's our buddy? Where's Christos? Christos sends me every Rory Gallagher song ever. Alan Parsons. Gary Gilmore was shot by firing squad. Was he not? Didn't he opt into the, I'm sorry. That's not even funny. Gary Gilmore, of course, was the, Gary Moore that you're talking about he's the Irish musician who died in 2011. Gary Gilmore was the murderer who was shot by a firing squad. I don't think that he might have been a good guitar player. I don't know. I can't really say. Look at these. Al Viola, George Lynch, Don Ross. I think we just made. Oh, Ernie Isley. Who's that lady? Absolutely. How about when he plays Summer Breeze? Ernie Isley. Yes. Robin Trower. Gilmore, terrific. Stevie Ray Vaughan was not. Walter Becker, no. No. Good. Good. Thank you for bringing up Prince. Prince versus Michael Jackson. Prince, hands down. Michael Jackson could sing. Very good singer. Dancing like nobody could sing. Prince was, no. Prince playing the guitar. Everybody has seen that While My Guitar Gently Weeps from, I think, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or a tribute to George Harrison. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jeff Healey. This is the blind guitar player. Jeff Healey. Remember that. Yes. How? Jeff Healey played with the guitar on his lap. Remember, was it Stanley Jordan? He also played in a style. Stanley Jordan was a guitar player. He still plays with that. He plays up the neck a la in that style that what the hell is his name? Eddie Van Halen played. These are some great ones. Yeah, Jeff Healey. Oh, I agree with you. Jeff Healey was, where did that come from? Now, Muddy Waters, please. Muddy Waters, a great guitar player? No. But he was Muddy Waters. Jerry Douglas, Andy Carmen, by the way, it's your birthday this week. Jerry Douglas is the god, the king of dobro. Dobro, he's it. Jerry Douglas is the greatest dobro player. Mike Aldridge before, A-string swing from Seldom Seen, very good. Jerry Douglas, god. I saw him at B.B. King one time. He's god. Tony Rice, unbelievable. Joan Jett, now, Anna Maria Piazza. No, Joan Jett was important because she was a rocker. She was a woman. She was great. She wasn't, she didn't necessarily, she was legit, just like Pat Benatar. These were legitimate rockers, but because she was a woman, it was that glass ceiling business. But a guitar player, no. Lita Ford, excellent. How about, I didn't get laid. It ain't no big thing. Got a $5 from my old man. It ain't no big thing. She was great. Have you seen her now? Robert Surfer said Terry Kath. Terry Kath is to me, may not be the best. I think it's some. I think pound for pound, he was just the, he's like the Sugar Ray Robinson. Terry Kath, whenever they played, they would always take a break. I guess a bam or go back and do drugs or whatever. And Terry Kath would just do solos by himself. Unbelievable. Now, Leo Kottke, come on. You really like Leo Kottke? Leo Kottke, I can take very, very. Same thing with Al Di Meola. Very harsh. Very, good. Now, the guy that freaked me out when I was a kid, and I tried to, if only I had YouTube, because I didn't understand all the tunings, Stephen Stills. Stephen Stills, again, his guitar playing is very good. He's got a great guitar collection. But his style, oh my God. When he did, Treetop Flyer. Have you ever heard him play Treetop Flyer on a Martin D45, a dreadnought, mic'd up? There's no sound like that in the world. None. Again, did those tunings. The guitar player, I can hear acoustic. I can hear two notes. Always know. Nick Drake. Did tunings. Nobody even heard of. Crosby did some interesting tunings because that, by the way, if you want to play, you can get away with it. There's so many great tutorials now because of this. So many great, great tutorials. But when you watch somebody come on and play and they can really, there's something about an old, you know, it's funny. I look at people sometimes who are older rockers. And I think to myself, you know, they, how do I say this? I expect kind of sort of more in a weird way from people who look the part. Does that make any sense? Somebody who's like, you know, the typical rocker, kind of heroin chic, thin, completely emaciated, but you know, Slash and who else? Not Lenny Kravitz, but Slash is. These are great players. If you really want to see some, watch any of the Crossroads. Albert Lee, there's Albert Lee. Alvin Lee, Albert Collins, Albert King, some who didn't, like, you know, John Lee Hooker, you know, that's, but it was good. But watch on the, what was it, Crossroads, those great sessions with Earl, one time I put Earl Clue, Earl Clue of all people. Who was the fellow? Oh, God. Elvis's guitar player. Like Sean Barnes says, Clarence Gate Mouth Brown. Thank you for that. Clarence Brown. What is the name? Oh, Robert Cray's terrific. You know, he had his, he, Nigel Tufnel. Scotty Moore, thank you. When Scotty Moore, Eric, Earl Clue, Albert Lee, and Vince Gill. Vince Gill is a monster. A monster. And they were playing Lay Down Sally, or something with J.J. Cale, too. Oh. Absolutely incredible. Now, let's go back. The fellow who changed everything. Slide guitar, Lowell George, Little Feet. Number one. But Duane Allman, my friend Jerry Wexler, would tell me stories about all the people he knew, Lenny Bruce and this and that, but how he met Duane Allman. And they were at Muscle Shoals. Did you ever see that group? The Swampers, but and Rick Hall and the whole stories. Jerry Wexler was responsible for this. Jerry Wexler made Wilson Pickett, made Aretha Franklin, Jerry, and they say he was a son of a bitch, but I loved him. We got along so. I have this thing from Jerry Wexler. I always put on my, I'm very proud of this, on my, it's on my, my signature line. He said, I always write this. This is my favorite. This is from Newsweek years ago. They said, Lionel is an intellectual known for his irreverent political and social humor. This was in the old days. Today, they don't even recognize me. Anyway, but Jerry, this is Jerry Wexler. He wears the mantle of Lenny Bruce with Lenny's own tropisms. He told me there was a similarity. The oblique, the irreverent, the tangential, the concupiscent, the polymorphous perverse, the arcane, the numinous. And yet Lionel brings to the table his own savory, a love of the mother tongue, and a gonzo vocabulary that puts his logo on all his works, whether talk show hosting, stand-up comedy spritzing, or hanging out with himself, a minor art form. This is Jerry Wexler. I'm very proud of that. Very. That means that and class wit in high school and marrying Mrs. L. That's about it. That's the only thing. Everything else, whatever. But he told me how he met Duane Allman. They were in Muscle Shoals. And this guy shows up and they said, what is this? What is this? Because Wilson Pickett was bad enough. They had the band look like a bunch of redneck, you know, Klansmen, but they weren't. They were great musicians and they loved Wilson Pickett. But then this long hair shows up and they couldn't go out to lunch. They couldn't be seen together. Wilson Pickett was one thing, but with his long hair, so they all went to lunch or something. And somehow Duane Allman suggested to Wilson Pickett to do Hey Jude. And when they did this vamp, this thing where Duane Allman went nuts. Remember, he broke his arm one time. He was doing something. They were on a horse. Craig Allman told the story. He was on a horse, and he fell or did something. And because the horse, the horseshoes slid. Anyway, he hurt him. He broke his arm. He was very upset. So Greg. They weren't talking. He left albums or something at his door, including this chlorocedin bottle for pills for cold stuff, and he used it to play the slide, and that's supposedly how, you know, lightning struck. But that was Dwayne Allman. That kid about a Muscle Shoals. That was Jerry Wexler. And slide is like another, that's just another. Oh, you know who, let's face it, give her due, Bonnie Raitt. Stand by for a second. I'm almost forgotten where I'm getting so into this. The time is just slipping by. Listen to these important words, my friend, from this most important sponsor. It's time yet again, my friends, to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you'll get a free gift. No purchase necessary. And yes, I know a free gift. It's a tautology, so sue me. But first, listen carefully. Check out their $25 extravaganzas. Premium MyPillows, Queen and King, MyPillow 2.0, MyPillow bed sheets, the lowest price ever, sandals, slides, slippers, six-piece towel sets, four-pack dish towel sets, simply and absolutely unbelievable. So go to MyPillow.com/Lionel, MyPillow.com promo code Lionel, or call 800-645-4965. And watch how fast Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, simply and absolutely the best. Well, friends, I didn't want to do this, but I was thinking about you the other day because we used to sit around. Remember when we would sit around at night and play the guitar sometimes late? This is an old, this is one I use on stage. It's pretty good. These babies changed everything. These tuners changed everything. And I remember in the old days, I had a tuner you had to hold up to the, put it on the wood itself. But now, wherever you go, everybody's got one of these things, which is so good. Also, the capos are terrific, too. The old days, they had these. I'm a capo dude. I'm a capo dude. In any event, have any of you folks ever thought about just getting a, going on a YouTube thing and just figuring out how to play this? Have you ever thought about it? Hang on, it's Mower Man. Ladies and gentlemen, Mower Man says, great show, Mr. L. Mower Man back after ticker procedure number 3. Enough is enough already. Another vote for the late Terry Cat. Thanks for all you do. Mr. Rell, bless you and the lovely Mrs. L. Thank you, my friend. Watch that ticker, my friends. Watch it. Watch it. Here's one, drop this one. very rusty. Very, very, damn. Everybody play along, tune along if you want. This is the worst ever. Just talk amongst yourself. Cooter, sorry for that. Rye Cooter, excellent. Jimi Hendrix, I don't recognize that song. No, I don't either. These strings are so, you know, I did something which I should not have done. I said, oh, help me just grab it, and the guitar as well. This is criminal. In any event, dear friends, we're going to put together a little bit of a thing. I thought maybe we'd, you know, try something new. I want to do something on piano. I want to do something on jazz. I want to do something on banjo. Might be a little bit tough. I want to do something on what I'm listening to right now. And the question I want to ask you is, what are you listening to now? If I looked at your list, what are you listening to? What's the thing that is a part of your rotation every single day? What is it? What's the thing? I was thinking about this the other day. Thank God for, I'm not going to turn this off. Thank God for Spotify, which is the greatest thing ever, ever. Because in my, here we go. In my library as it were, here we go. Look at this. I've heard this song, listen, playing this forever, Tipping Point by Tears for Fears, Brazilian Love Affair with Dalene Faraz, Colo de Rio, Ambrosia, Nick Drake, No Such Thing by John Mayer. Love that song. A Girl Called Eddie. Listen to this song called The Long Goodbye. It's so perfect. It's so wonderful. It's just this very New York-y. Água de Beber. This is, of course, Brazilian Love Affair. Listen to that. Year of the Cat, I've been digging. Time, Alan Parsons. Time Out of Mind, Steely Dan. Heart and Soul, Huey Lewis. Mashkinada by L.A. Transit, Tom Scott. The best Mashkinada ever. How about The Water is Wide with Carla Bonoff, with Garth Hudson playing the accordion. The original Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. Radio Nowhere by Bruce Springsteen. One of his best songs ever. American Girl by Tom Petty. Oh, Gil Scott-Heron. Lady Day and John Coltrane. Absolutely Stayed Alive by the Beatles, by the Bee Gees, rather. That's for Mrs. L. Wouldn't It Be Vice? Nice. Or Wouldn't It Be Vice? Pet Sounds changed American music tapestry. That was responsible. That was probably, I think, that was Sgt. Pepper, at least the inspiration. Woman in Chains, Tears for Fears. Remember here, Aaliyah Adams and Karina Round, the new singer with Tears for Fears. Peter Gabriel, Poetry Man, Phoebe Snow. She was a friend of ours. I liked her. Natalie Merchant. How about Wonder? The guitar player for Natalie Merchant. Remember that? Unbelievable. Caves of Altamira, Steely Dan, All the Love in the World, Outfield, Green Eyed Lady, Sugarloaf, Jerry Corbetta. Harlem River Blues, Justin Townes Earl. Please listen to this one. What a voice. Lose an End by the Doobie Brothers. Michael McDonald. How about Tyrone Porter for Someone Special? Tyrone Porter, the bass player, one of the best voices. And he like sang on two songs. I don't get it. Don't Take Me Alive. Steely Dan, one of the best lead intros. Larry Carlton, ever. The Way It Is, Bruce Hornsby. Spanking Our Game, Like to Get to Know You, beautiful. Dancing in the Street, Martha Reeves. Edge of 17, Stevie Nicks. Nathan Jones, Nicolette Larson. Unbelievable. Suffragette City, the original Bowie. Bad Advice, one of the most beautiful Chicago songs ever. Dion, Abraham, Martin, and John. It Don't Come Easy, Ringo. I always liked that. Wild Horses, Gino Vannelli. Incredible. Oye Como Va, all the live version. I Can Hear Music, Coast of Marseille, Buffett, Change the World, Clapton. Life in a Northern Town, I still like Little Big Town. And that, Jennifer Nettles, is a monster. Rio, taking It to the Streets album. That's Ted Templeman. Rio was terrific. I'm No Stranger to the Rain, Keith Whitley, Joker Man Dylan. Street Fighting Man Live, love that. Dan Tominski, Faith is a Mystery, Eve of Destruction, Day After Day, Badfinger, I'm Not in Love, 10cc. Tighten Up, Archie Bell and the Drells. Poco, Little Heat of the Night. So What? Oh, the great Miles Davis. Anybody goes on. Listen to Rainbow in Your Eyes, the original. This is Leon and Mary Russell. Listen to this one. Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. That's a Rodney Crowell song, but that's Oak Ridge Boys. Papa Was a Rolling Stone, The Temptations. Tell me that intro. Tell me the intro to that song doesn't kill you. Perfect Way, Scritti Politti. These were all commies. Scritti Politti was political writings. I think they were communist. This song was, I was so hip. When I heard this, I said, this is a hit. Miles Davis covered it. Everybody did. Waters of March, Elise, Regina, and Jobim. Oh, God, I love that. Open Your Eyes, Doobie Brothers, Praise the Lord, Tominski. Blue Canoe, Blue Mountain. Blue Mountain was, that was during my, alt-country era. My alt country Americana still love it. Still love it. Without any doubt. How about, I said that. Stop Dragging My Heart Around. Jennifer Nettles. Boogie Nights, Heat Wave. That is, listen to the ninths. Listen to the progression. That's Wes Montgomery. Godly and Cream, Cry. To the Runner. John Anderson, I think his first solo album. Prog rock. John Anderson is a mofo. A mother. In the best sense. Johnny the Spaz Maz says, thank you so much for the show this evening. Most enjoyable. Thank you, Johnny. I'm going to throw some more stuff at you. One of these things first, Nick Drake. Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart. And I feel like a stone you've picked up and thrown the hard rock bottom of my heart. Randy Travis. There's a dirty piece of cardboard that reads Montgomery Ward taped across the window of my old Ford. A six-pack on the front seat and a box of chicken wings. I'm just dialing across the radio for a song that I can sing. Oh, God. Hooked on a Feeling, B.J. Thomas. Young Bloods Get Together. Only You and I Know, Dave Mason. Oh, Dawn, Go Within. Listen to the Fender Rhodes intro from Moonflower. Santana's Moonflower, unbelievable. Midnight Blue, Kenny Burrell, Stepping Out, Joe Jackson, September, Overkill. Don't you love Colin Hay now? Steve Marriott, Eddie Mattel, by the way. Eddie Mattel, Steve Marriott. I saw Steve Marriott with Humble Pie open for, I believe, well, it was Humble Pie for sure. I don't know if Frampton was with him, but open for Three Dog Night. Reeland in the Air is the great Elliot Randall, did one of the most important leads ever in history. Of Radioland, Nicolette Larson again. Save the Children, Gil Scott-Heron, Roseanne, Toto, Rosanna. Even the Darkness Has Arms, the Barr Brothers. You Were on My Mind, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Anyway, it goes. There's so much stuff. Barry Taylor says Inga Rumpf and Frumpy were incredible. Inga Rumpf. I'm going to put this on. I'm not familiar with Inga Rumpf, but I'm going to do this. Inga Rumpf. There we go. Ooh. Yeah. Inga's been around. This is Inga Rumpf. I like the way Spotify has both the, you can go to her stuff or Inga Rumpf Radio, which I like, where they will. Let me go get rid of that. Inga. Oh, look at this one. Peter Herbolzheimer, rhythm combination and brass with Inga Rumpf. Some great names like when I was in high school, we love kind of not avant-garde, but we like really great stuff like Toshiko Akiyoshi, Lutabakan Big Band, Road Time Shuffle. I think it was a sophomore or junior. Everybody's listening to Smoke on the Water, and I'm listening to Road Time Shuffle. I thought it was the greatest big band. Anyway, I'm gonna listen to that one. I can spend so much time. Have you ever gone into Nina Simone? Have you ever listened to the music, but Leonard Cohen? And this is something. This is something which is one of the mysteries of life. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, there will be a song that you remember that was critical, that was on the air when your child was born or when you were married or it reminds you of your parents or a first date or it's just something, you know, the soundtrack of your life. And everybody has that. And when I get into more, and thank God for YouTube. When I first heard Tabla, who was the main dude who did Tabla? I haven't heard this one. Now, Pilgrim Media says, Frank Zappa was the greatest guitar master. He might have been. He was certainly up there. Sparky, ladies and gentlemen, says Charo. I said this before, Sparky, and I hope you don't think I'm kidding. I absolutely believe it. Remember when I was a kid, my grandmother took me and my sister. We didn't have to go, but I went to see Lawrence Welk, and I didn't know anything about. I thought, oh shit. That's that stuff. Is that that thing you make us watch? Because whenever our parents would go on Saturday night, they dump you off at your grandparents, and you'd watch Lawrence Welk. Thank you, boys. And now Joanne Feeney, and Joanne Castle, and Joe Feeney, and Arthur Duncan, the black tap dancer. But he was great. I was so blown away as a kid. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And the guitar players, this one guy, Larry something. There were two guitar players who were great. Larry Hooper and I was a kid and saw Gene Krupa give a drum clinic at Roberts. I took guitar lessons as a kid, but at this music store, Roberts Music Store, from a guy who was in the original, or was in one of the Bill Haley in the comments groups later on. And I saw Gene Krupa explain music, and I couldn't believe I have such respect for these people. They're from another planet. To be that good, the greatest drummer, I'm sorry, for this is Buddy Rich. Nobody can get near him. Steve Gadd is terrific. Ed Shaughnessy, Louis Belson, all the other great jazz drummers, they were wonderful, wonderful. But to this day, Buddy Rich, you can't get near him. Nobody can get, I don't care what anybody says, Neil Peart, anybody. Sparky says, Charo was taught by Andre Segovia. I did not know that. She, of course, remember the Xavier Cugat, her husband. Did you ever hear Sparky? I think he's still with Julian Bream. Yeah, he died in 2020. Julian Bream was the man. And when it came to classical, he was it. John Williams, Segovia. You know, Segovia had these hands that were... Oh, by the way, Julian Bream played the lute. In addition, did you remember seeing his hands? His fingers were like sausages. I thought, how does this guy play? He was just incredible. I just was watching before a group that was so good. Ohio Players, Sweet Sticky Thing. They came out wearing clothes I've never seen before. This one guy with a big fro, gold teeth, sunglasses. Oh, God, they were great. Remember Brick House? Oh, that was Cool in the Gang, I think. John Maz says, Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Excellent. Excellent. Very, very good. There's no doubt about that. Barry Taylor says, Inga sang By the Way back in the 70s, which never got the recognition she so deserved. I'm going to check her out. My buddy, oh, look at this. I'm not sure how you define the best. Doc Watson, Eric Clapton, Mark Knopfler, Vince Gill. Doc Watson was a great flat picker. Have you heard, listen to, oh my God, Michael Cleveland. I want you to listen to Michael Cleveland play the fiddle. Michael Cleveland, he's blind. Michael Cleveland, blind, cleft palate, and he wears glasses. Maybe they're sunglasses. Michael Cleveland, he's 43, he's from Henryville, Indiana. And when you look at Michael Cleveland, the first time I saw Michael Cleveland, in fact, he one time played with Doc Watson, who was blind. And Michael Cleveland, by the way, Steve Howe, thanks for mentioning him. Have you noticed Steve Howe's teeth? Steve Howe is aging at the speed of light. He looks like 150. Have you seen him lately? I'm sorry, he's still good, but he played that, what was that thing he played for? NU, not NU, and I am. I've seen All Good People. That it's like a mandolin, it's like a lute type of a thing. Anyway, Michael Cleveland. And the first time you see him, he's blind, cleft palate. He looks like what you would say in the old days, like retarded. Like you would say, Mishkino, like this poor guy, look at him. And he walks up. I think you mean Dan Tominski, Andy. Not Tominski. Dan Tominski played with a, he's great. Carry Me Across the Water, it's the best of his albums. He was with Alison Krauss. Anyway, so Cleveland comes out and he looks like, oh God. And I mean, knocks your dick in the dirt. He is on. And then meet Johnny Hyland, another guy, big fat guy who's got, you know, I think he's blind too. Oh my God. Plays a telly like, well, this, I've never heard anything like this. Sparky says, hard to imagine for us who knew him from TV, but 1930s, Lawrence Welk and his music was considered edgy, almost scandalous. You know, it's funny you say that. So was, nobody realizes, and I'm sorry, I'm sure you get this, but nobody gets also Guy Lombardo. Guy Lombardo was the biggest thing anybody's ever seen. And those, and by the way, the guys from the big band, Charlie Christian, brought guitar, electric into the fore. Guitar was always rhythm. It was always kind of like the arch top. It wasn't really up front and center. This is, and then Django came along and said, oh, no. We're gonna change all this. Wes Montgomery, Joe Pass. In any event, here's one for you too. And I want you to listen to me carefully. God bless YouTube. Why do I say that? There are women, young ladies, sometimes they're in their homes and they seem rather scantily clad. It's like, do you have to do that? Just play your music. Play your music. But they are great. And there is this Jeff Beck. Tal Wilkenfeld is a monster bass player. She's from Australia. He had all these young, well, not young, but women drummers, bass players. This was Beck. She's incredible. There's so much. We used to say all the time, maybe you need a masculine touch to play lead. Maybe women don't have it. Bullshit. Absolute. No. Watch Orianti play with Michael Jackson. Oh, dear God. There's a real, you've got to be up front. You've got to really, really know your stuff. You know what I mean? Really know your stuff. I was thinking of something else. Blossom Dearie reminds me of. Zazu Pitts. These are just musicians. Peggy Lee. I've been listening to her a lot lately. Elise Regina, when she died in Brazil, oh, whole place was it. Bossa Nova came along. When I was a kid, you got to understand this. When I was a kid, the first music I ever heard, the first thing my mother ever told me was Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66. But I heard before Cannonball Adderley. One of her prize albums. She had, we had to order this, was Cannonball Adderley and Sergio Mendes together. And then later on, I became buddies, very good friends, with Nat Adderley, Cannonball's brother, both of them born in Tampa. Nat was the coolest, as you would say, guy ever. I told you, his answering machine was like this. Beep, okay, all right. Beep, that was it. Okay. All right. I don't know what the hell he was saying, but that was his message. Sparky said, Bing Crosby started out as a drummer and was completely out of control in those days, just like the drummer stereotype. And Sparky, Bing Crosby, as I have told you repeatedly, time after time after time after time, repeatedly. He was a monster. During his time, he was big in radio, movies, and sheet music. Unbelievable. If you get a chance, Joe Franklin did that. Joe Franklin, part of pain, it pains for you. Billy Crystal would do that imitation of him. And there is a, check it out on YouTube, Bing Crosby shows up to Joe Franklin, and they're just reminiscing about where he got his name from. Bing Crosby was bigger than anything you can imagine. And at his time, Danny Gatton, Big Poppy, thank you for that. Karen Carpenter, great drummer. Peter Cetera, unbelievable bass player. Listen to Peter Cetera and Terry Kath on Chicago 4 live at Carnegie Hall when they do that part from A Better End Soon. I've never heard anything like this. Van Halen was my neighbor. There we go. That should be interesting. Little Richard. David Gilmour. Gilmour is absolutely a phenomenal, great. I keep saying note economy. He plays, his leads are fantastic. Plays that slat key. Chicago was my Beatles growing up. When I was in the seventh grade, I was obsessed with Chicago. I used to draw the thing. I don't know why. When I heard Chicago 1, Chicago Transit Authority, I went crazy. I went nuts. When I heard Introduction, that was it. That was it. And years later, I met Jimmy Pankow was my favorite. Well, Terry was dead, but. And I met him at the Tavern on the Green. They were there. And Jimmy Pankow, it was so very nice to meet them. And very, very nice. Bobby Lamb. Bobby Lamb's album, Life is Good in My Neighborhood. I think it's called Life is the name of the album. But Life is Good in My Neighborhood. It reminds me of Hell's Kitchen. The B, there's two versions of it. The B, When the Rain Comes, his solo album, Love Song, I think is one of the greatest songs. That could have been top 40 hit anywhere. So incredibly talented. Forget dialogue, but Something in the City Changes People, Hollywood, Chains, What Can I Say? Some of the book, Happy Man. Biblos was an incredible song. Song for the Evergreens. That whole Colorado stuff. Oh, I tell you, what was the song you played over and over and over and over again? Or the song that you seemed to play or people around you played over and over and over. I've got one for me. I remember when it came out, and I every time, because we had the radio. The radio was it. We didn't really have cassettes. I mean, we sort of did, but not really in high school. We had 8-tracks, but I never got into the 8-track thing because I could never find the song that I wanted. What was the song that you just heard all the time? Mine was simple. When Blackwater came out by the Beach Boys, Doobies, rather, that was it. I heard that damn song. Oh, build me a raft. I don't know why. It never, ever, ever. Look at this. Ancient history. Riley Puckett was a terrific guitarist and vocalist from Atlanta. The singing brakeman, Jimmy Rogers, was heavily influenced by him. Jimmy Rogers, and thank you for that, Sparky. Jimmy Rogers was the father of American country music. Jimmy Rogers was the guy who brought this together, because it never really, it wasn't, there was, how do we say this? Prior to the Opry, there really, I don't know if there was anything. Oh, did you see this? You saw this, right? That's me. I don't know if you see this. This was years ago. This is in 19. This is 93, I think it was. Anyway, look at this. Me and George Jones. Can you see that? There we go. I'm trying to make it so you don't see that. There we go. Me and the possum. I weighed a few pounds over there, but I was heavily armed. I was armed at the time, had a Beretta 380. This was a Ruth Eckert Hall. And it's the only picture. That's the greatest thing in the world. He Stopped Loving Her Today. Somebody said is terrible. It's the greatest country song I've ever. No. That one killed me. And I didn't get country music until one day I said, oh, I get it. I get it. Absolutely. Quicksilver, Fresh Air. Remember, It's a Beautiful Day. Remember that one? You know who, I know a guy who was in the original, he works in a coffee place here in Manhattan. Alive and Kicking. Remember that? Tighter, Tighter. Touching my soul now. Come on, a little tighter now, baby. I want you so much, but I can't hold back. No. Anyway, love that song. What about I Got Up From the Table? I found somebody new. That is the, remember the name of this group? I can never forget. I found someone of my own. I found someone of my own. If you can remember this group's name, it's called The Free Movement. I love this song. I got up this morning while I was having my coffee. My woman came in, sat down by my side. With tears in her eyes, she said, I have a confession to make. And I said, woman, speak what's on your mind. She said, I found someone new to take your place. I said, don't feel so alone. I found someone of my own. Oh! There was a... Do you remember when Katie Lang came out? Katie Lang was so monumentally... What was this song? Hold Me. Country. What is her name? Katie Oslin. Listen to Hold Me. Don't you love a great love song that just kills you? Just, oh man. I love K.T. Oslin, about people who want to leave. I found someone of my own. But K.T. Oslin goes, hold me. It's about a guy who he leaves and he turns around and comes back. And she was going to turn around. And she comes back too. They find each other again. Anyway, it's about this love that's just. I remember listening to Diary by Bread and almost dying when I was a kid. Oh, Etta James. Etta James, one time I was on the phone with Wexler, and we had call waiting at the time. Beep, and he said, I got to go. I said, who is it? He said, Etta James. And the reason why he did this was when I first heard him, I didn't know who he was. I never heard of him. I never heard of him. And he would call me up on the radio station. And he says, you don't know who I am? I said, no. He says, I'll be damned. He said, everybody's trying to kiss my ass, and you don't know. I said, well, no. Not really. He said, well, I said, who would know you? He said, the Stones? They know. Steve went. So anyway, so I was on the phone with him, and every now and then somebody goes, "Oops, I gotta go." One time he said, "Steve Winwood," and he wasn't lying. He was doing something with Steve Winwood. One of his only Grammys was Serve Somebody. Remember when Bob Dylan was into that kind of a Christian, kind of a semi-Christian thing? Wexler had the greatest vocabulary of anybody I've ever known. Sparky says, before country music, there was string bands such as Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers. You know, you are just a suppository of information. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Also, there was a time when country music took on that cornpone, bib overalls and hayseed. And that's when Roy Acuff came in. And a lot of the others were, Roy Acuff was, of course, instrumental. So was, of course, Chet Atkins with RCA and Eddie Arnold. And they really got serious about it because they had Ray Price, some of the greatest singers ever. And they got away from that stuff. That's why, remember, one of the biggest shows ever on TV was Hee Haw. My friends, Mrs. L, hang on a minute. Hang on here. I'm almost done. All right, that's it for you. I love her. Best thing I ever did. Seriously. That's it. I'm a lucky guy. And lucky to have you, dear friends. Thank you for this. Oh, Lori Cuck says, Buckethead. Same to you, honey. No, just kidding. Remember Beaver Teeth? Rodney Justo from Atlanta Rhythm Section? Rock and roll Southern man? Rock and roll Southern man? Raising him like with a rebel, yeah. With a rock and roll Southern man. Which was Beaver Teeth, which is like Buckethead. And then that later became Atlanta Rhythm Section. And that was also had offshoots from Dennis Yost. Classics 4, Spooky, and Every Day With You Girl. And how about Johnny Rivers? Fantastic. Anyway, dear friends, thank you. Lori, thank you, dear heart, for your kindness. Lori, Sparky, as usual, my friend, thank you for your arcana. Barry Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. John Maz, thank you. Let me see. More man, glad to see you back. Glad your ticker is doing great. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you. If you like this, and I hope you do, because we're going to do this again. I'm going to do a whole bunch of other ones. Favorite actors, movies. Because it's fun to kind of tone it down a little bit every now and then. And just enjoy the celebration that we have of just being with each other. Thank you. Please follow Mrs. L at Lynn's Warriors. It means a lot to me. And until tomorrow morning, my friends, remember, the monkey's dead. Show's over. See ya. Ta-ta.